بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we spoke about the importance of sidq and amanat, that a person is truthful and trustworthy. In today's verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the importance of a person fulfilling his promises, whatever pledge a person makes, that he keeps true to it. Allah says, وَأُوفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْؤُولًا, that fulfill your pledges, your promises. Indeed, you will be questioned about those things that you promise. Under this verse, Mufassirin have explained that this word ahd in the Arabic language refers to three different types of pledges, promises that a person makes. The first, which is the most important, that promise, that pledge a person makes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person accepts Islam, he recites the shahadatayn, the kalima, then he has pledged and promised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will obey him, that he will fulfill the commands of Allah, abstain from the prohibitions that Allah has sent down. So it's extremely important that a person tries his best to fulfill this pledge and promise that he has made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly is that pledge or promise that a person makes to himself. We find many a times a person, something happens in his life, and then he makes some sort of decision or resolution within his own mind and heart, that I'm going to do certain things, I'm going to make certain changes in my life, I'm going to try and rectify some faults and flaws within me. So this is also a promise, a pledge that a person has made to himself, which he should fulfill and he should keep to. And finally, those pledges or promises that a person makes to others, he promises to do something, to fulfill something. So therefore he should try and fulfill all these pledges and promises. And we find this is something a person should try his utmost best, to the best of his ability, his capacity. When he makes a pledge to somebody, a promise, then he should try his best to fulfill this. There's an incident mentioned amongst the Banu Israel, that there was a person who on one occasion needed some money. So he comes to somebody, he asks to borrow a certain amount of gold coins. So this person agrees on condition that he returns those gold coins by a certain day and date. This person gives his word, he promises that I give you my word that on this day and date, I'll meet you at a certain place and I'll return your gold coins to you. And saying this, he takes the parcel and he leaves. When that day comes, these two people, the debtor and the creditor, were living on opposite sides of the river. The day comes where he has to pay back the money that he owes. So he comes to the riverbank and he searches for a vessel, for some conveyance to take him across. But his search is in vain. He doesn't find any conveyance. Now he realizes to himself that I made a pledge, a promise to this person that I'm going to pay him back on this day. He must be waiting for me. And I have to do whatever is within my capacity to fulfill my side of the deal. So he finds a piece of wood. He cuts open this piece of wood. He takes the bag of gold coins and he places it inside. And then he takes a note and he writes to the creditor that this is the money that I am owing you. And I made this agreement, I gave you my word that I'll pay you back on this particular day. And I am unable to find a conveyance to bring me across, but I'm leaving this parcel in the river in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is within my capacity, and I have hope that this will reach you. Saying this, he ties it up and he places this piece of wood, this log, into the river and he leaves. The person who is owed the money, he also comes to the riverbank on his side, waiting in anticipation that perhaps I will meet this person and get my money back. He waits for some time, he sees nobody is coming. There is no boats or any conveyances coming across the river. And so he thinks to himself that this person has not kept to his word, and I might as well return. But before he goes home, he sees a piece of wood floating in the river. So he thinks that, let me take this home, we can use it for firewood. He picks up this piece of wood, this log, and he takes it home. And when he reaches home, he finds that there is a note that is addressed to him, and his gold coins are contained within that particular log, and his money comes back to him. After a few days, the creditor now finds some conveyance. He comes across, he knocks on the door of the debtor, and he says to him that I have brought the money that I owed to you, and here it is. He hands the bag over to him. Then the person reveals that I had also waited for you. I came to the riverbank on that day, and this is what transpired. I found this piece of wood, and in it I found your letter, and you have already paid me back. There is no need for you to pay me again. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do when a person makes an intention that I gave my word to somebody, I promised something to somebody, and even though I may not have the means or the ability to fulfill my pledge, my promise, But I'm going to try my best. Whatever is within my capacity, I'm going to try and do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then step in and make it possible for a person to fulfill his word and his promise. One important point that we should take note of when it comes to fulfilling our promises, which is mentioned in the hadith as well, is that just as it is important for us to fulfill the pledges and promises that we make to one another as adults, equally important that when a person promises something to a little child, that he also keeps his word, that we don't speak lies to our children, especially when it comes to the masturat, the woman folk at home, and us as fathers as well. We find that sometimes just to get the child to do something, we'll make all sorts of promises, all sorts of agreements with the child, that if you eat your food, I'll give you this particular item as a reward. If you clean your room, I'll take you somewhere. If you do all your homework, I'll take you out for ice cream. Whatever it may be, a person makes these promises to his child. And to us, perhaps it's something that's trivial. It doesn't mean much to us. And therefore, we break these promises. But sometimes that promise means the world to the child. He is waiting in anticipation that my father promised me something. My mother promised to give me something. And now he sees that this promise is not being fulfilled. Abdullah bin Amir radiallahu anhuma says that on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to visit us. And while he was seated in our home, my mother called out to me and she said to me that, come here, I want to give you something. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately questions the mother that you have called your child, what do you have to give to him? So she reveals to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I have a date, a kajur, and I want my child to come and do something for me and I'll reward him with this kajur. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says to her that if you had nothing to give him and you were just deceiving him, you were just calling him because you wanted him to come to you and you weren't going to give him anything, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have recorded your name amongst the kadhibin, those who speak lies. So this is the severity. Not only is it detrimental to our iman that we are speaking lies, we are not fulfilling our promises and pledges, but this is something that will have a great detrimental effect on the child. His upbringing, his tarbiyat, his nurturing. When he grows up, he'll realize or he'll always have this within his mind that my parents spoke lies to me. My father was not a man of his word. My mother was not a man of her word. And therefore, I don't know if I can trust my parents. When it comes to more serious matters, things that are plaguing him, troubling him, something where he needs your advice, your counsel, then he'll feel reluctant to come to his parents because he knows that my parents are not truthful, they're not trustworthy, they don't fulfill the promises that they make to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding, the ability that we speak the truth, we fulfill our promises, and we become correct role models to our children. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.